It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback on a Wednesday. It is brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, in honor of San Marcos, Texas, being called the best hippie town in the Lone Star State. Well, when it comes to hippie tunes and country music, look no further than Howard and David Bellamy to the year
1985.
And the song.
Because he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do.
Underrated tune.
Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie.
Bellamy Brothers, 1985. Hit number two on the charts for them and written by David Bellamy. In fact, when he wrote it, he had no idea that he would, in a way, become a spokesperson for the part of the then at the time 30-something generation. It actually took his brother Howard to persuade him that they should record this song that David wrote. And it then took their label chief at MCA his influence to, y'all should release it as a single. And it was ultimately successful. As we said, number two on the charts as he weaved together all those pieces of nostalgia. In fact, he did so much weaving. David wrote a really long song when he wrote Old Hippie. It had 15 verses to the song, which, of course, was way too long, and he knew it. And that's probably, he said, why we shouldn't have recorded it the way it was. So they trimmed it off, and Howard helped certainly with that. And once they did that, well, they ended up with pretty much enough parts to make two other songs. And what resulted was a year and a half later, Kids of the Baby Boom.
Oh!
That song did hit number one on that. And even with some leftover tunes, there was an Old Hippie 3, basically, better known as Rebels Without a Clue, that came a couple of years later.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. I mean, it's a hippie. It's just, you can't stop it. It just breeds love, man, and new tunes and songs. And there you go. So if you're down there in San Marcos listening, here you do.
He turned 35 last Sunday.